Good evening, everybody. Tonight's topic I find a little overwhelming because dealing with the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the topic of Emes. So therefore, it's of such awesome importance to be able to get a clear view of the Hashkafas HaTorah, the Hashkafas Chachamim on this topic. I'd like to begin with the question we have: how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu describe himself, Kav Yoch? Rashi brings down Gemar Shabbos: Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon v'ani Hu. I'm the first and I'm the last, I am Him. Now, if you would like to take three letters which encapsulate that message, which three letters would you take? Ani Rishon. So it stands to reason. You would use an Aleph. An Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. Ani Acharon. I use a Tav. Very good. Makes sense. In the middle, you say Ani Hu. That means I comprise the entire middle. I'm the first. I'm the last. I comprise the entire middle. So what letter would we use to represent the middle? We'd use a mem. So therefore, if you use an aleph and the mem and the saf, so that encapsulates that message of ani rishon, v'ani acharon, v'ani hu. Says Rashi, this is the hesber of the emes is the chosom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way Rashi explains it. Emes is the seal of Hashem. How do we understand it? The Chora, we could say, that a seal of a king represents something about the king. It says something about the king. For example, if the king is the king of a mountainous region, so on the seal you might have a picture of a mountain. You have a sea, as his kingdom is by the sea, you might have, on the seal itself, you might have a representation of the sea. In other words, the seal itself speaks about a quality of the king. So therefore, Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, Vani Hu, so that is encapsulated by that message, the Aleph, the Mem, the Saf, it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We might also say, in addition to the fact that the letters convey the message, because Ani Rishon is the Aleph, Ani Acharon is the Tav, and the Mem is the middle, but the very nature, the meaning of the word Emes, which is truth, that also represents the message, conveys the message. Why? Perhaps we can say that the most basic statement of truth that there exists in the world is that there is no reality except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that he's the Rishon, and he's the Acharon, and he comprises the middle, it's totally Hashem. He is the reality of existence, is the Ribbono Shel. That's truth. And any kind of statement of truth that exists after that is only placed on top of that foundation. There's nothing except Hashem. Telling the truth is bearing the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a, to help us appreciate a little bit further the importance of telling the truth. What Rabbo said, what I mean, if you tell me what you want to know, what I really mean is, I mean to commit ourselves to commit ourselves to adhering to a life of truth, not to squiggle or get around it, or convey a little bit of a deceptive message because it's more convenient for me. But to really commit ourselves, mitchila, that this is what I'm doing. I don't fudge, and I don't squiggle and squirm. Tell it what it is. Unless there's a heter to misrepresent. There may be a heter to misrepresent. I'm not saying not so. But if there's no heter, I don't do it. I may lose money, I may be embarrassed. Who cares? You're dealing with the chosama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that could be, that's the binocular, so to speak, through which I look at life. Only to tell the truth. It's a very big thing. To help us appreciate this idea, there's a Tikkuni Zohar. It says, I'm going to read the Pirush. It's an Aramaic, but I'll read the Pirush. B'midas o emes, with the midah of emes, Bara Hashem es olam. Hashem created the world. Yalo emes nikra v'omeid olam. The world is called and stands on emes. Midas o emes inosei solamos elyonim v'tachtonim. The midah of emes carries the world, the upper world, the lower worlds. Bizman shenasa sheker yeharis abinyan. A person lies, destroys the binyan. The Menorah Samor says, "Lo nivra ha'olam ela b'midas emes." The world was created with a midah of emes. How do we know? I found this so interesting, what I'm about to tell you. Because the first three words of the Torah, what are they? Bereshis bara Elokim. First three words of the Torah. The Sofei Tevos of Bereshis bara Elokim. What's the last letter of Bereshis? It's a tough. Bara is an aleph, and Elokim is a mem. So the Sofei Tevos of the first three words is emes. Very nice. What about the last three words of Sheshis Mebreshis, of Hashem's creation of the world? Bara Elokim lasos. Bara, last letter is an aleph. Elokim, last letter is a mem. Lasos, last letter is a sof. So therefore, again, you have the spelling out of emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with emes. The world is mekayim. The world exists through emes. Therefore, when a person commits himself to telling the truth, he's mekayim the world. He's helping to be mekayim the world. Orchos Tzadikim, a very, very interesting thing. Mishu hu zoche lehisbonein b'dvarim eilu. Now what I'm doing now is just bringing down another example of the awesome ramifications of telling the truth. And what I mean really is, when it's hard to tell the truth, what I mean is, you come out looking a little, you know, compromised. It's easy to tell the truth, it's easy to tell the truth. But what we're talking about is a commitment, like I said before. When it's not easy to tell the truth, when it'd be much easier to say there was a traffic jam than to really admit that you just lost sight of the time. Sorry. So when it's hard, and when it's all the more valuable and all the more precious, says the Orchos Tzadikim, Misha hu zoche lisbonein bidvarim elu. A person who's zoche to reflect on these things, eich haneshamos nechtzavos mimkor haemes, how the neshamos, the souls, were hewn from a source of truth. Yasa kol inyan of emes. In other words, it's a chizik beyond the practical. What's practical? Well, there are a lot of benefits to telling the emes. One of which is a long life. One of which is Hashem will save you. One of which is parnosa. A lot of good benefits to come from telling the truth. Beyond the reflection on the benefits, apparently, we can't really reach the full level of dedication in all of these tough situations to really commit myself to tell the truth unless we focus our attention on the more sublime ideas. Beyond the pragmatic, I'll live longer. It's very important, by the way. I want to live longer, and I'll make money. Well, that's the practical ideas. But the sublime ideas, what is your neshama? But where did your neshama come? And then my neshama came from the Eliyah. Is there any sheker up there? No. It's a travesty to your neshama to lie. It's so awful. Your pure, beautiful neshama, how can you utter utter something which is so antithetical to the kedusha of your neshama. You're dragging your neshama through the muck. There's no line up there. So apparently what the Aruch HaTzaddikim is saying here, and he says it out, a person reflects on this beyond the practical, but he reflects on the more sublime ideas. And then listen to these words. These are so beautiful. He says, "Lo yachnes hashekar b'mkom kedusha so'emes." You hear that? You hear that how he says it? Kedusha so'emes. He says that sheker will not be placed into kedusha so'emes. He wouldn't do that. Now that struck me so, that idea of kedusha so'emes, that emes is kedusha. And I found later someone who says an idea which is similar to this I want to share with you. Arve Nochal is the name of this Pirish. He says like this, a person who gives heart to his ways, and he thinks about it when he's speaking, L'kayim mitzvahs midvar sheker tirchak. I am going to fulfill the mitzvah midvar sheker tirchak. I am going to a Hanukkah party with the family, and I'm going to be a lot of people, a lot of family. I'm not going to mislead anybody. People, how are you doing? How's the parnasa? I'm not misleading anybody. Another person says to himself that I intend on being mekayim midvar sheker tirchok. I intend on being mekayim it. And if it turns out I don't look so good, okay, yes, it is. I'm not squiggling around anybody. Now, if a person has in mind that he's going to be mekayim midvar sheker tirchok, v'yasimeno v'libo al diburo, then he puts his eyes and he puts his heart, he puts his mind on his words, sheyiyu nishmarim, that they will be preserved mikol nidnud sheker, from the slightest trace of misrepresentation and falsehood and deceptiveness, and it'll make me look better. No, that's not me. I'm not going to do it. I am not going to do it. So then what happens? Az diburov boim gam kein lekedusha. His words become kadosh. Why? Ki mekayim bohem mitzvahs midvar sheker tirchok. On Sukkos.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Suppose a person's having a terrible, terrible day. The car got a flat, the wife was screaming, I don't know, the kids fell in the pool, and somebody comes up and says, "No, so tell me, how are you?" And he says, "Do you really want to know?" Or should he say, "Well, Baruch Hashem, I have no complaints." So, there's your question.
Okay, the question is, had a rough day. Had a rough day? What can I say? You want to know details, I'll sit down and tell you. But my son, I've had a rough day. That's what you say.
Okay.
So like this, Rabosai, you take a branch. It's a very straight one, and it's very no cracks on the top. You put some other branches into it, and then you take a lemony looking fruit, and you hold it together, you shake it. So for 1 week during the year, you've just been mekayim a tremendous mitzvah. Why? Because you're utilizing the physical pursuant to a mitzvah. It's the zman of the mitzvah, and you're performing a mitzvah with it. That's the zman of the mitzvah. Now, if the opportunity comes for me to misrepresent something because it makes me look better, and I don't do it, so therefore, that's the zman that my words are mekayim a mitzvah. No different than if I would take a lulav and esrei neshekar. No different. That's what he's saying. Because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, midvar sheker tirchok, don't lie. So I'm utilizing my larynx, my voice box, my diaphragm, my lips, my teeth, my tongue to verbalize emes. If in a zman where I could lie, it's, but I choose not to, so I'm verbalizing emes. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah. This is an awesome idea. An awesome idea. That means any time that we come to a zman where I could misrepresent, and I don't, I'm a kadosh. It's no different from saying Shema Yisrael during the first 3 hours of the day, and you have to say Sokochovim. It's no difference. What's the same Ribbono Shalom that gave us the mitzvah to say Shema? It's the same Ribbono Shalom gave the mitzvah Midrash Sheker Tirchak. But this is unbelievable because Shema, you can only Makayim twice a day. Lulav, you can Makayim once a week a year. Truth, you can Makayim all the time. So therefore, so many opportunities can come which can enable us to serve the Ribbono Shalom in a glorious way. And by the way, Lefun Sara Agra, Lefun Sara Agra. According to the pain is the reward. If it's not easy, and I've come out looking a little, you know, I've come out looking so great, but I would not squirm out of it. I would not misrepresent. Again, I'm saying if there's not, where there's no heter to it. If there's a heter, then there's a heter. But if there's no heter, then it's tsar, causes me tsar, but I steal myself, I won't do it. I want to read for you, made such an impression on me. There was once a statement from Rav Moshe Rosenstein. Rav Moshe Rosenstein was the Menachal Ruchni of the Lomji Yeshiva. He wrote in his notebook the following, I think is Mamish Gvaltik, what he wrote. I quote, "I accept upon myself without a vow not to excuse any of my actions with a falsehood, even if this resolution will cause me great shame. I will accept that shame and will admit the truth." Okay? That really is what we're looking at. I'd count on both sides because we're discussing the existential, if you will, aspects of holding on to Midrash Sheker Tirchak. It's the Chosama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon, Ani Hu. From it, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Asher Bara Elokim Lasos. We see the world was created with Emes. We Mekayim the world with the Emes. It's Kedusha Se'emes. The words itself are like a lulav bizmano. When I speak Emes in the time that I'm supposed to speak Emes, it's all Yom Dika ideas. I'd like to now discuss a little bit the nature of this Emes. What does Emes mean? In a stunning remark by the Cheshvan HaNefesh, we want to set the parameters of Emes, the definition of Emes. He says, "Al totzi mipicha, don't bring out from your mouth, afilu dibur kal, even any light thing, any light word, she'ein libucha meyid loch, that your heart does not know, that your heart does not testify to, ala mitosu mikol tzad, that is true in every extent, to every aspect, every tzad." We have the story of Shlomo HaMelech. When he first became the king, so we know that there was two women, two zonos. They came before him and they said to him, there was a baby, a live baby. One baby, the mother rolled over and killed the baby during the night. And the other baby was a live baby, and there was a contest, was contesting the baby. Both mothers were contesting the baby. Shlomo HaMelech, he said, "Take a sword and cut the baby in half." Whereupon, we know the story, one of the mothers said, no, give the baby to the other one. Don't cut the baby. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Give the baby to that mother. He imo, she is his mother." So, Rashi, I believe it was Rashi, right there, says, he imo was a bas kol, There's a bass call, there's a heavenly voice. She is the mother. Why? Why isn't Shlomo Melech saying that? She's the mother. Isn't it posher she's the mother? The other lady, yes, kill him, the other lady's saying. Kill him. And this lady's saying, give him to the other one, save him. If you would ask anybody that has half a common sense in his head, they will tell you, I know who the mother is. Yes, the muchach. It goes as without question. So why does it have to be a baskel? Why can't it be Shlomo Melech who said those words? It makes sense. She's the mother. Why not? How does he know? How does he know? What do you mean, how does he know? Wait a minute. Hold this. Slicha. We let go back to the Cheshvan HaNefesh now. So you say, Al totsi mi picha afilu diberkal, she'ein libcha meyid loch ala mitosu mikol tzad. You give edus that is true. You can't give edus that is true. You say, mistama, it's an umdun of the muchach. Mistama, she probably is. He could say, I have no doubt. But to say flat out, she is the mother, you couldn't do that. That's why, therefore, those words, she is the mother, it had to be a baskel. So therefore, the idea of truth telling, just, is it really 100%? Are you sure? Otherwise, use an expression that conveys something else. You can use an expression that conveys, I'm 95% sure. But say 100%. The bar is pretty high. The bar of telling the truth is pretty high. Now I want to discuss something else with you. Something that is not true, and that's sarcasm. Sarcasm is a lie, really. Somebody, you're going somewhere with somebody in the car, and he says, you're a little bit late. You're going to a chasana. A little bit late. You're a little nervous. You don't want to miss the chuppah. The driver tells you, he's a friend of yours, he says, I know a shortcut. Okay, it's a good shortcut. You mean I know a shortcut. Trust me. I know a shortcut. Okay, take the shortcut. Well, that turned out to be a miserable idea because that shortcut led them straight into a parking lot. I mean, it was a parking lot for a mile. They missed the chuppah. They missed the first dance. They got there for the Viennese table. So he walks into the chasana hall. He turns to the guy and says, that was a great idea. Okay, so he's bitter and he's upset. So, you know, we have this idea that you can be sarcastic. Sarcastic. But wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. That's not true. All right. I know it's not true, but of course, everybody knows that, you know, I'm being sarcastic. That's not true. It's not true. Where do we know that the Torah does not approve of sarcasm? In Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah tells us, Vayomru ish elochi, when they saw Yosef coming, hinei balachalomos alozebo, the balachalomos is coming, the dreamer is coming. Ve'atoluchu min argehu, come, let's kill him. Ve'ashlicha be'achad aboros, and we'll throw him into one of the pits. Ve'amarnu chayo roach olosu, and we'll say that an animal killed him. We'll see what'll happen to his dreams. What does Rashi say? It says like this: Ruach Hakodesh Omeres Ken. They didn't say that. We'll see what'll happen to his dreams. They didn't say that. Those words did not come out of the lips of the Shiftei Kah. Heim Omrim. So what did the Ruach Hakodesh say? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that. We'll see what'll happen with his dreams. What does it mean? Rashi explains, Hashem says, Hey, Momrim Nahargay. They're saying, let's kill him. We'll see what will happen with his dreams. Nira Divar Mi Yokum. Hashem is saying, let's see whose word will endure. Shalochem or Shalom? Whose words will endure, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Your words or my words? V'nireh, we'll see what will be with his dreams. So why do we have to say this? Rashi continues. This is a Medrash, by the way. Rashi says, the Medrash says, V'yev sheshiyom rahim, it's impossible that they said it. V'nireh ma yech on lomasav, let's see what happens to this dream. It's impossible for them to say it. Shemekiven sheyaharguhu, because since they'll kill him, Badl Chalamosav, his dreams are a bottle. It's like, they can't say, we'll see what will happen to his dreams. Why not? That, you'd be sarcastic. Maybe they said it sarcastically. I could tell, yeah, okay, he thinks, we're going to see. He thinks he's going to rule over us. Yeah, we'll see. Let's kill him. And well, now we're going to see what happens to his dreams. Can't say that, but that's not true. It's sarcastic, you know. It's not emes. When we're to opening up our mouths and utilizing our speech, this speech has got to be a formulation of emes. L'chora, therefore, sarcasm is awesome. Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Kisavo also brings to us such a beautiful illustration of the Kedusha of speech. In the mitzvah of Vidui Meiser, we know that a person is obligated to make a Vidui twice a Shemitah, two times, in the fourth year of the Shemitah on Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach, and in the Shemitah year. So he's got to make a Vidui, he's got to say, confess, that all of my maestris, all of my obligations, I've taken out of the house. Says the Chinuch, we're obligated to confess before Hashem and to say with our mouths in the Beis HaMikdash that we took, whether we observed, Hotzeinu Chukei Maestris Vatrumas, we took the Trumas and Maestris, Miperoseinu, and there's nothing left in our Rishus. Why do we have to do that? What's the shorish? This is so interesting. What is the shorish of the mitzvah of Vidui Maisa? So he says, Mishorshi mitzvah, Lefi shesugul. See how he describes it. Segulas ha'odom, the treasure of a man, the godel shivcha, and the magnificence of his praise, who had deep. The treasure of a man, the praiseworthiness, the great praiseworthiness of a man, is his speech. Shehi yoser bo al kol minei anivroim. That a man has this over all of the animals in the animal kingdom. Shilo mitzad yeser atenuos, if because of the other actions, gam shar balei chayim yisno eyu kamo, other animals, they walk like he does. There are many people that are afraid from posseling their dibur. Apparently he's talking about people who are in touch with the specialness, this treasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which applies only to humankind. Which the splendor, the great splendor, they are more worried about posseling the dibur Milachato b'maisa, from doing a chet b'maisa. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to preserve the kahanim that they should get their due, that they should get what's coming to them. How will we do it? How shall we do it? Hashem doesn't have to say what I'm saying, obviously. I'm just thinking aloud, the cheshbin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How about if the Torah says that they have to say, I got it out of the house. Once they have to say it, they're stuck. you know, if I want to just not do it, or I want to keep it, I want to hoard it, or whatever it is, as long as I don't, you don't make me say that I took it out. Once you make me say that I took it out, then there are people that just have no choice. I'll have to take it out because I say it, and I don't want to pass on my dibur. Biyos inyan amaisris achumus dover godol, because it's such a dover godol. The mishor say hokel, or kneading the chum in the maiser. It was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to warn us, to exhort us, to be mafrish it, that we shouldn't touch it and benefit from it. That we should say it with our mouths in the Beis HaMikdash, shelo shikarnu behem, that we didn't lie about them. And we didn't keep it back. Because we'll be very careful. It's the segula, it's the shevach, our speech. So therefore, to say a lie, wouldn't do it. I'd like to address another topic right now. And that is lying to ourselves. We have requirements to live a life of serenity, tranquility, menuchas ha-nefesh. With menuchas ha-nefesh, we have shalom. With menuchas ha-nefesh, we have chochma. I saw this in a sefer, Milas Amidus. The Das Nocha, he says, when a person has a das which has menuchas ha-nefesh, yesh techila v'tachlis, he says. There's a beginning and there's an end. Techila, techilasa hachochma, v'achariso hashalom. The beginning is wisdom, the end is peace, meaning if a person lives with menuchas ha-nefesh, then he'll be able to open up the wellsprings of chachma, and he'll be able to live a life of peacefulness. And yet, my friends, many people are unhappy. And the reason why is because of themselves. Because they're giving themselves a line. They're giving themselves a line. And they talk not nice to themselves. And that's cruel. That's cruel. And it's a lie. In order to create a menuchas ha-nefesh, we have to catch what we tell ourselves and reformulate the speech. Let's take an example. He is so rude. That man is so rude. He gets my goat. Okay? That's one speech. Now, if you use that speech, you'll be unhappy. If you change it, first of all, how do you know he's rude? In other words, why don't you change the speech? Maybe he's hurting. Maybe he's hurting. Maybe he has such challenges, you wouldn't believe what his challenges are. And you think that you would stand up better than him. You know what? It could be you would collapse much faster, and he is doing much better than I would do under those circumstances. Do you know that that's not true? So you're the judge. I'm not just saying you. I'm also the judge. So I'm the judge. So instead, why just change the speech room? What we tell ourselves, we're always talking to ourselves. That's the cognitive approach to psychology. We're always talking to ourselves. Speech, 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 speech. We're saying to ourselves so many speeches. We have to catch the speech. Say, hold on a second. Catch the speech. Is that a kosher speech to say? Is that even true? Is that true? I don't know. We have to be true. We have to be true. We have to be true to ourselves. He hates me. I know he hates me. This is the second example. I know he hates me. Why? Because I always say good morning. He never smiles to me at all. He mumbles something. I see other people. It's not that he can't smile. His face muscles work. Because I see that when he goes to other people, he smiles at them. But me, he doesn't smile to. What did I ever do to him? I can't believe it. I never did anything, and he hates me already. So what is that? What does that accomplish? So he'll feel bad. He'll feel bad. He feels irritated. He feels disappointed. He feels embittered. And it may not be true. Where do you get that he hates you? Why on earth should he hate you? How else do you explain it? So to explain it is to take another speech. Why can't you tell yourself like this? Some people are drawn to other people. You don't have to, not everybody has to love you. Some people appreciate another personality. Maybe he does, I'm sure he has nothing against you. He's just drawn to other people of different personality, fine. That's fine. Wow, so once you say that, so then it lifts us up. It opens us up. Ah, so he doesn't hate me. And then you can respond. You can still say your good morning, and when he mumbles whatever, you've got good gesundheit. You should have a wonderful day. You tell yourself, and you have just gained tremendous serenity. Tremendous serenity. It's menuchas hanefesh. You know who's in charge of our menuchas hanefesh? We are. We're in charge of our own. We have to tell ourselves the truth, and we have to watch those speeches. I'm about to tell you something which is mamish gewaltig about somebody who didn't tell himself the truth. He didn't tell himself the truth, and what almost happened. For drama's sake, I'm not going to tell you who it is until the end. There was a person, a very big person. And he was contemplating writing a sefer. And it was going to be a gewaltig sefer. And it would be of tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael. And as he was about to commence the project, he says as follows. I'm going to read you from his hakdoma to the sefer. Kasher zomamti lasos mashi hiskamti, when I started, I'm thinking about doing what I accepted upon myself to do, from this sefer, ro'isi ki ein ish kamoni roy, I'm not up to it. I can't do it. What am I thinking? I'm putting a few words in, but just, what am I thinking? I can't do this. Vishiarti benashi, I was mishayer in myself. I reckoned in myself. Ki kochi kotzor, my strength is so limited. Mechelek mechelkosav, even one part of the sefer I can't do. One chapter I can't do. Forget the whole thing. I'm not up to doing one chapter. Kifi atzorech lo, what's necessary? Maybe kovet adover beinai, because it's so heavy a project. The kotze daiti, the limitations of my understanding, bechalisha sichli, in the weakness of my seichel, mehasiganyonim. Boy, oh boy. Vishayaneni baki, I don't even know the language. I want to do it, write it in the language that most people understand. I'm not even a baki in the language. I don't even know. I mean, I know the language, but I don't know. I'm not so familiar with it. Biorasi, and I was afraid, she'etrach bedover she'yerobo kotzakoch, I'm going to put my labor into something that is going to be evident that I'm not up to the job. It'll be a shanda, it'll be a shame. It'll be, like, who am I? Everybody will take my savior and they'll look at it and say, And they'll say that, I'm not, they'll see that the author was not up to the job. So therefore, I'm not doing this. Bishayevar, he says like this, I said to myself, I'm forgetting the entire project. I'm relenting from what I decided to do. Okay, end of project, no sefer, let's go home, and that's all. Ve'kasher zamosi, but then, when I thought, lahasir maisa ha-torah chazeh me'olai, when I figured, when I contemplated that I'm taking this burden, the laborious burden off of myself, and I'm going to desist from writing it. Shavti, this is so valuable. Listen, what he's doing. It's so valuable. I sat down. And I suspected myself. Hold it a second. Wait a minute. You're getting the whole project, this beautiful thing. You planned to do it, and it was so special, and you were so excited about it. Yeah. And now you're letting go, right? Well, yeah, I'm letting go because it's doing. Hold it. Let's contemplate. Chashadati es nafshi. I suspected myself. Al bachra b'menucha. Maybe I just don't want to do it because I want to rest. Maybe I don't want the trouble. Maybe. V'lishko b'mon ha'atzla. And I want to reside in the habitation of laziness. Oh, is that what's going on with you? He's like he's pushing his buttons. And still, so something lights up. My Rebbe is Echad Tzadik Kodesh L'Vracha. Rabbi Leibowitz. Is that Kodesh Baruch who gave us the ability to push our own buttons? If we're serious and we really want to know what's going on with us, we can say, maybe you're doing it for this reason. Maybe you're doing it for that reason. And wait to see how something lights up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us to decipher ourselves. So he's saying, maybe I'm doing it because I want to just be sit in serenity, security, nobody's going to bother me, security, nobody's going to think that I can't do it. V'yoresi, sheyiyah ritzon ha-taiva, and maybe it was the desire of taiva, v'haniyach ha-machshav ha-hazos, to stop the project. He concludes, Al kain ra'isi lahachriach es nafshi. Something lit up in him. In this author, something lit up. Taka. It wasn't true. The whole thing wasn't true. I can't do it. I'm not up to it. It wasn't true. What lit up in him when he was investigating himself is the fact that maybe he is looking for serenity. Lahachriach es nafshi lisbol torach achibur hazeh. Ubelokim u'echad u'emes. And Hashem, the one God, the one true God, I'll be helped. He'll help me. I rely on Him. I ask Him for His rachamim to teach me the derech yeshara that He wants, and it should be mekubeles in His eyes. This chibur, I'm doing it, and it should have ratzon in His eyes. You know what this was? This is the chovos halavavos. If the Chovos HaLevavos had stayed with his initial, I can't do it, I'm finished, we wouldn't have this precious, precious treasure that has enlightened Klal Yisrael for centuries. I say, Le Rabosai, we have to be true to ourselves. We gain the Menuchas HaNefesh to give ourselves, the speeches that we tell ourselves. A person he was eating cholent at the Kiddush and Shabbos. He got a little cholent on his sleeve. So now he's ois mensch now. He said, where I go, everybody's looking at me. First of all, I'll tell you yourself the truth, nobody's looking at you. Nobody sees your cough. It's all Baba Mises. Your teacher, you're telling yourself. In order to try, to strive, that what we tell ourselves, just cool it. And to try to broaden our scope and the speeches that we tell ourselves. So therefore, Rabosai, just to conclude, number one, it began with the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. He created the world with Emes. Ani Rishon, Acharon, that's the truth upon which everything, all truths are based on that truth. We open up our mouths to speak Emes, we Mekayim the world. The world was built on Emes. We said in the Zman, that a person could fudge. So that's the zman of the mitzvah of midvar sheker tirchak. And that it's just like tefillin. It's just like lulav. It's just like shema. It's kedushas so emes. He's mamish doing the mekayim mitzvah deraisa. when he says the emes lefum tzara agra, Moshe Rosenstein, what he said, even if it's caused me great shame, I accept the shame. I accept the shame. Practical, it saves us from death. We live a long life. Hashem will save the psukim to support this. Parnosa. The bar is set high. Shlomo Melech didn't say she's the one. We don't know for sure. Say it in a way that you don't give. You know, saying something that you're not absolutely 100% sure about, says the Cheshbon HaNefesh. How sarcasm is not the Derech HaTorah. To be good to ourselves, when we feed ourselves some information is not true, to try to sit down, to look at it. And I'll conclude with one more thing. The Peleoites, it says, Michlal Midas, or Emes, included in the Mid of Emes, La'ames is Devarov, is to do what you say, we, and you. We have to do what we say we're going to do. La'ames is Devarov, Hein Tzedek, V'lav Tzedek. You have to have Hein Tzedek, Lav Tzedek. Your yes has to be a righteous yes, and your no has to be a righteous no. Once I remember, I was trying to arrange a Ovel's minion. I was depending on a minion. Somebody said he would make it. Ended up he didn't make it. We were all waiting. He was the 10th. He didn't come. If you say you're going to make it, then make it. If you can't make it, then get somebody else to come. In other words, an achrayus. When a person says he's going to do something, do it. If he's not going to do it, then don't do it. So he says that it's michlal emes. It's emes to fulfill what we say we're going to do. He says, milvad or iser shebo, besides the iser of not being mekayim our words, genai hadover. It's a genai, it's a disgrace. But you said you're going to do something. Where were you? What'd you do? You see what the Torah requires of us. It's such a pristine, such a pure way of looking at the world. Lochein, he says, yachshov me'od. A person should think very carefully. Kodem sheyotzi dibur mipiv, before a word comes out of his mouth. Im yuchol akaimo, if he's able to fulfill it. Don't say it unless you've thought about, am I able to fulfill it? Im hotzi dover mipiv, and if he brings it out from his mouth, motzos fasov yishmor, then let him observe what comes out of his mouth. Ki'ilu nishba shavua, as if he made a shavua. The Chosama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our hands. His seal. His truth. And may He give us the strength. It's not easy. But may He give us the strength to adhere, to have a conviction that we don't wiggle. We tell the truth. Commit ourselves to that. And in that way, bring a great sanctification to Hashem's name.
I'm just wondering, why is it also not sarcastic?